Well, Lee, I feel very inspired from those questions that talked about compassionate action, changing negative thoughts, and raising frequency and vibration. So with that as our theme, let's move into a brief meditation before the cry and channel. And so I invite you to close your eyes and begin to slow your breathing and become into a deeper state of breathing where you're breathing into your belly and slowing your breaths, breathing in slowly and out slowly. And in this brief meditation, I invite you to have compassion for yourself. We're always wanting to send compassion to others. It's automatic. That's what light workers do. That's what old souls do. We have so much compassion for others. And yet, let's begin by generating compassion within ourselves first. And perhaps there will be times when you have negative thoughts come in. That's okay. Are you able to have compassion for yourself? And think about everything that makes up the totality of you, this current expression that you are experiencing. How many times have you had an expression of life on the planet? For some, it's many hundreds and hundreds of lifetimes. Think about the compassion you can have for all the other lives you have experienced on the planet. Every life before this one has been contributing to the current frequency and vibration that you are in right now. There is a well of knowledge and experience that you have developed. And as we begin to have more compassion we generate for ourselves, it allows us to have greater compassion for those around us. And so in this state of beautiful compassion that we have, let us now invite the loving messages from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Dear ones, one of the most profound processes, systems, whatever you want to call it, that human beings share together all over the planet is something you're going to call reincarnation. This begins a four-lesson series on reincarnation. This is the first of the four. The other three are available to everyone, and they're on my partner's website where you can find them all, and they will be posted eventually for all to see. In these four lessons, we're going to give you the attributes of reincarnation. Some of you have heard this, some of you have not. Some of them are controversial because you believe you know the way it works. We're going to say it yet again in other lessons in the series. And that is this. Things change as you change. As this planet ascends in so many ways, as there's more light in so many ways, it gives you a new toolkit, a new toolkit, if you want to say, of your soul. You have one soul and half for eternity. And that one soul has expressions that come to the earth, human beings, past lives. That's reincarnation. We'll say it yet again, because we always give a review, but let me tell you that this particular process was the first one to think, to be intuitive. To those who would have any kind of belief systems or beliefs at all on the planet, you come and you go, you come and you go. It's even present in many of the indigenists and their beliefs. There are more people on the planet right now who believe in this particular system than not, in case you wondered about that. It is a beautiful system, and I'm going to even rename reincarnation a system of family. If you get nothing else from this discussion, I want you to understand it's done in love. This is not a random system. There are so many who would wonder, well, what happens when you go to the other side in this planning session or whatever it is that happens and you come back? Is someone up there rolling the dice to figure out where you'll be, or is there some kind of a system where what you didn't experience, you must experience, or what you didn't learn, you have to come back and relearn or relearn? In other words, is it a punishment system? You got that from those systems today who have God punishing you because you didn't do something right. It is not a punishing system. It's a love system. Here is the whole premise, dear ones. You're in a school of energy, of light and dark. You come into the planet in the best way possible, in the most loving, comfortable way possible, in order to continue the school. On this planet, there is a reincarnate system. But there are other systems from other planets that you have been. But this one that we talk about and these four lessons are for you on this planet. We'll even tell you about the cave of creation. That comes later. We'll tell you where your crystal is stored. That comes later. We'll tell you that it's unique to this planet. Your past life energy is part of Earth. And when you pass to the other side, the next incarnate, the next expression is planned by you and others around you for comfort. In other words, so you'll come back in and either continue what you were doing, or you'll be learning a lesson, perhaps, that would be the next one for you. And the whole purpose of it is so that lesson after lesson and expression after expression, you can then develop a higher consciousness through learning. Figure a big school of some kind where you come and go and you move to different awarenesses and different grades when you come back, because that's what you need. You may have accelerated in the first incarnation you had to a level where you'll come in many grades higher than another one would come in, because you've learned things. You've been perhaps to a culture that was more comfortable and you learned from them. You perhaps were in a culture that knew nothing and you still had to come and learn with them. I'm going to give you a couple of attributes, both of them controversial. And I'm doing it because these are the ones that I have told many crowds over the years that you don't expect, that may surprise you. And it's not the minutiae at all of reincarnation. These are some revelations of reincarnation. Revelations, things that you'll go, what? Really? And some will say, I don't believe it. Some may even think that it's controversial what I'm about to tell you. But we're going to start here. What would be the most comfortable thing that spirit could give to you when you reincarnate? What's the most comfortable thing as you arrive back into this world? And that would be to be the same gender. Think about it. Whatever gender you are, whatever, I guarantee, as you look perhaps at when you're going to come back, you don't want to be the other gender. That's most of you. You're comfortable in your body, thinking the way you think with the gender that you have, and you're used to it, especially those who have been here many, many times. So the idea that perhaps there's a random system of changing genders is not so. It isn't so. This is for family. This is for you out of love. So here is the system. This is one of two things I want to tell you about reincarnation. Before we give you any of the timing or any of those things coming in the other lessons. Number one, in the gender situation, you come in the same gender over and over and over and over and over until it's time to change. In other words, you don't just go from one to the other. This makes it not only comfortable in your body, but it assists your consciousness learning. You're not here to learn about another gender. When you come into another gender, you'll have the idea, of course, of sharing and knowing and being, and the knowledge of what it will be like, and then you'll stay in that gender over and over and over and over. Old soul, you have been both genders. But usually the lifetimes that you live, many of them, 10, 15, maybe more, one gender. But here is the information you should hear that many don't want to hear because of the stigmas of your culture, because of misinformation, because of what you've been told. When you make the switch from one gender to another, there often are two or three genders, two or three lifetimes expressions, where you still carry attributes of the other gender. So you may go through 15 lifetimes as one gender, and then you change, and there are two to three expressions of you coming and going on this planet where you have attributes of both. Does that make sense to you? Because this carries from lifetime to lifetime. It's this past life experience. And in those two or three years, there's an expression people have. You're gay. You like it so far. It is absolutely, totally, completely normal. Up to 10% of this planet is always in that condition of gender shift. Beautiful. It is normal. It is. And it means that absolutely every old soul I'm talking to who has been here lifetime after lifetime has had this experience. You've all been gay. And there will be those who will shake their head because they're still in an old energy concept of what they were told or don't like that. That's the way it works. I'll give you another one. And this one is the most positive I could ever give you about what's going on this planet right now that has everything to do with your next expression. Old souls in particular who are going through this shift, if I ask you right now, would you like to come back? Most of you will say, no, I'm not coming back. They'll say, I've done it. Not coming back. Here's what I'd like to tell you. Yes, you are. But more than that, why? Energy has shifted so much on this planet since 2012 and even before that, that old souls in particular have gained what we will call, and tell you about even later, a new toolkit. Things are different when you return because the earth is different. This is so difficult for some to understand because they're stuck in an old idea of what karma is, what this is all about, what reincarnation truly is. And here's the information. In this new energy, dear ones, when you return and you're born, and you start to grow up. Are you ready? You will carry in with you what you learned so far on this planet. You ready for that? You never have to go through the same problems again. The energy is so much higher, believe it or not, and light is starting to occur, believe it or not, so that when you return young again, you never have to make the same mistakes. Whether it's in love and relationships, jobs, whatever, you never have to, because you will be aware, you will know. Can you imagine the acceleration of your growth spiritually without having to go through these issues? That's a promise. Does that change anything when I say, do you want to come back? You become a super soul, if you want to call it that. Now, there's another super soul coming, and I'll tell you that in the fourth lesson, that's completely and totally apart from that. But you are a soul who hits the ground running, and that is to say that you don't have to relearn anything. It all sticks. That's new. You needed to hear that today. And that, my dear ones, is a system of love and family. Blessed are those human beings who go through this willingly, knowingly, and come back with so much to offer this planet. And so it is.